I'm just getting contributions from so many guys today. How much of a boost is a game like that?
It is a big boost. I mean, you know, it was looking like for a while there, Mania's pitching great, makes one bad pitch, and now we're down by two runs. And it looks like, you know, it's kind of feeling like one of these games we were playing where we're not taking advantage of, you know, offensively of what we can do, going through a little rut, and then, you know, then we got contributions from everybody. Our at-bats, like we've seen in the past, got better as the game went along and the tighter the game was and later in the game, and that happened again today.
I mean, for a young pitcher like Mania to give up that three after the four perfect innings and then go back out in the sixth and put up a zero.
Yeah, he's past young pitcher, right? We lean on him pretty hard. That's part of the maturation process. He lets that go. You know, it's more about that inning, nailing it down too, after giving up three runs, making sure you don't give up any more. But, you know, at this point in time in his career, I understand what you're saying. At this point in time in his career, he should be past that.
How good was it to see Piscotty swinging the bat like he is? He seems to be seeing the ball and hitting the ball pretty well.
Yeah, he's swinging pretty good. And, you know, it's we talk about, you know, in our advanced meeting that when we're not swinging the bat great, we have to take advantage of at-bats with guys and runners in scoring position, know that the pitcher's on the defensive, not us in those type of situations. So he looked pretty relaxed in that at-bat. I think he had a strike called and it might have been off the plate to him and didn't let it bother him, and then just, you know, stayed up the middle and took what the pitcher gave him. He's swinging better.
Bob, kind of going back to Sean a little bit. He was coming off an encouraging start last week, and to do what he did this week, or this start, retire the first 12, and then, like you say, nail down that inning. How important have these last two starts just been for him to get him back on track?
Yeah, you know, the season, there's ebbs and flows, I've said many times of the season, and when you have that kind of an April and you don't follow it up, you know, it kind of stays in there. You kind of doubt yourself a little bit, but, you know, all it takes for a guy of his caliber and talent level is to, you know, get a good outing or two under his belt, and then he's back to pitching, you know, confidently. And when he's pitching confidently, he usually pitches games like that.
Bob, you know, before the game, you know, we're talking Chapman, we're talking Lowry, and then kind of the hidden man in all of it is Pinder, and, you know, all he does is get three hits for you with a home run and a triple. We'll talk about his contributions today.
Yeah, you know, Pin can be really productive, and, you know, when he gets on a roll, he's as productive as anybody we have. And, you know, you look at exit velocities and so forth, and when he squares one up, it's as good as anybody in our team. So it's about trying to get him regular at bats where he can be consistent, where he can see right-handed pitching and feel confident against him. And, you know, today, after the first couple of bats, it was easy to leave him in there because he was playing well, you know, had a nice day overall. So this can be a real productive player when he's feeling good and getting consistent at bats.
You hadn't been able to use those three bullpen guys in quite a while, with trying to just shaking off a little rust there.
Yeah, you know, that's the kind of the double-edged sword with a guy like him, is you want to make sure you use him in games that you need him. And certain times during the season when you use him a lot, he needs breaks. But how long is too long for a break? And maybe this time was a little bit too long. Was it 6 days or 5 or 6 days? And, you know, for a guy like him that, you know, the ball's moving all over the place. You know, I know he throws bullpens and tries to stay current with what he's doing, but, you know, it's different when you get the adrenaline going into the game, and I was glad he was able to lock it down after that couple walks.
Anything else? Thanks.
Thank you.